the House budget that was passed last week got support from a significant number of Democrats because they felt they wanted to get behind the state employees and teacher raises that were included in the budget, and because they believe that the raises that the House offered are going to be more generous than what the Senate is likely to offer. And so it was a little bit of an attempt to show the Senate that they need to come closer to the House's position rather than what the Senate has been proposing. Representative Insko and myself voted against the budget because we believe that even with small raises for state employees and teachers, the budget doesn't go far enough towards what we really need to improve the state's economy and take care of our state employees. We left a lot of money on the table in this budget through both tax cuts and money that was put into reserve fund rather than being spent to help the state. There was a lot more that could have been done on things like salary increases for teachers, investments in things like mental health care and economic development.
One thing that I was curious about was the money going to the reserve fund. And this is something where the House and Senate agreed on a spending limit before getting to actually putting together a budget, if I'm remembering that right. What does that do to to the budget designing process?
Yeah, my biggest concern about the budget was that the Republicans put in place an arbitrary cap on spending before even deciding what we needed to spend money on. And they've kept in place a tax regimen that just means that we don't have enough money to pay for things that we need to do for North Carolina. When we say, why can't we raise teacher salaries to the national average, they say, because there's not enough money there. But they never admit that there's not enough money there because of the tax regimen that they've put in place. If we were still at the same tax levels that we were at just a couple of years ago, we would have hundreds of millions more dollars. I ran a budget amendment that failed that would have reinstated the estate tax that would have only been levied on states worth over $5.4 million, would have impacted fewer than 100 North Carolinians every year. If that amendment had passed, it would have generated another $60 million in revenue for whatever it is the state needed. But the Republicans refused to take common sense approaches like that to just having enough revenue to take care of our people.
Are there any good things in the budget that stand out to you or anything else that we haven't touched on?
I'm glad to see that teachers and state employees will get something of a raise. I wish it were more. I'm glad to see some additional investments in mental health care, which is an area that we've really fallen behind on over the last few years. There's a small investment in a project I've been working on called the Healthy Corner Stores Initiative to try and get more gas stations and convenience stores to carry fresh food for people who need to do some of their grocery shopping or food shopping in those environments, trying to address food deserts. So there are some things in the budget that were good investments, and I'm happy with those. The overall problem is that we are in a significant economic funk where people in North Carolina haven't had their wages increased, whether we're talking about public sector employees or private sector employees. People's pocketbooks are still stuck at the same level that they were basically when we were coming out of the recession. And this budget does nothing to address that, and it does absolutely nothing at all to address the economic nightmare of House Bill 2. So without some real forethought about how do we really help working people and help the state's economy, I just couldn't support this budget.
Listening back to the Transportation Committee meeting, they were still trying to figure out how and why that cap was placed in at all last year. So what are your thoughts about seeing that repealed in this year's proposal?
We know how and why the light rail spending cap was put into the budget last year. The Republicans just don't want to admit it, so they're passing the buck around. The real problem with the cap for most Republicans is not that they're worried about light rail in Durham and Orange County. It's that it broke their own transportation funding mechanism. It made an exception to a rule that they've been trying to stick by. And so they are worried that if one powerful person can put in a cap on the Durham and Orange project, will powerful Republicans also be able to limit spending on other projects in other parts of the state? So they're trying to keep with what we call the strategic transportation funding initiative and try and keep that plan in place.
Last year, I remember the House passed the bill to repeal the light rail cap after it showed up, and then the Senate never took it up. So this doesn't necessarily mean that that's out of the way for good. Are you hearing anything from the Senate about that at all, or in general? Do y'all hear from the Senate very much before this?
It's going to be a bargaining chip in the negotiations. It was the House that put the light rail spending cap into the budget last year, and so the Senate didn't feel inclined to fix a problem that the House created. And this year, they'll certainly use it as a bargaining chip in the final budget negotiations.